You all know that today is our senior adult Sunday.
大家都知道今天是我们尊敬年长的一天。
And you know, during the Friday night when we had the International Village Bible School, I was sharing with the international students a story, and it went like this, that at one time an American tourist was touring China in Beijing, and he was looking at all of these treasures that were being displayed in the National History Museum of China.
大家记得前两天我跟大家在迎新会上跟大家分享了这样一个故事，就是说有一个美国人，他到北京大陆去观光的时候，然后到国家历史博物院里去的时候。
And as he was amazed by all these marvelous treasures, he couldn't stop but to make a comment and say, "These must be your national treasures." And he was talking to the official next to him.
当他看到这些国宝在展览的时候，他就对官员说：“哇，你们的国宝真是奇妙。”
Surprisingly, he received an answer from this official next to him saying, "No, they are in the U.S."
但是这位官长对他说：“我们的国宝不在这里，乃是在美国。”
So he was taken aback with this explanation, not knowing that what he really meant, the official meant, was all the Chinese.Students that have immigrated to the United States, that they were truly the national treasures of China.
那对于这样一个回答，这位美国旅客就很觉得奇怪，说为什么他说国宝在美国呢？但是他不知道其中意义，就是因为在中国大陆很多有聪明能干的人来到美国，移民来到美国，他们才是真正的国宝。
Of course, not just the Chinese international students, those that have come to the United States from various countries.Were recognized as the national treasure because those are the talented people of very high intellectual skills that have migrated to the States and have stayed here, and they are highly regarded.
当然，我们这里并不讲说只有华人来自大陆的，我们还有其他国家来的，我们才称这些人来到美国之后定居在美国的人，这些聪明能干的人才是国宝。
By the way, for your information, today we're recognizing Mama Ting.And all of the children, Andy, Sean, Candy, and Jesse, they all receive MBA degree, all medical degrees, and a master's level from the various universities.
So today, in our Jesus 里边，我们看到陈妈妈，她儿子 Andy, Sean, 还有Candy, 还有 Jesse, 他们都是念了硕士，而且当中还有医生的，还有做生意的，这些都是。美国的国宝。
Now by the same token, this is what I'm going to say to you today, that all of you who we today try to recognize the senior adults are what I would consider the national treasures of the United States.
但是今天在我们这个特别的尊敬年长的时候，我会说我们美国国家的国宝才是这些年长的老年人。
And I'm saying this not just trying to draw an analogy, but say it from the very bottom of my heart of how much I appreciate these people that are of high age.
我推心置腹地说这些人年长的人，我是诚心诚意地说他们是这个国家的国宝。
In fact, not only that we ought to be paying tribute and respect and honor and homage to all these people that are what we consider elderly or the senior adults, that even GodThe creator of the universe and the mankind, he knows that the people of high age, he honors.
So today we come here, not only to respect these older people, we want to express our respect for them. But we see that in the Bible, the creator of the universe, he also mentions that we must respect the elderly.
Let's look at two scriptures in Leviticus chapter 19, verse 32.And the scripture Exodus chapter 20 and 12, because they are being so short, I won't ask you to stand. We will read it to you.
我们来看今天早上经节，在利末记第十九章第三十二节，还有出埃及记二十章第十二节。
Okay, Leviticus chapter 19, verse 1 and 32 says this: The Lord said to Moses, "Speak to the entire assembly of Israel and say to them, 'Be holy, because.'The Lord your God am holy. And Leviticus 32 says, Rise in the presence of the aged, show respect for the elderly and revere your God. I am the Lord.
利莫记在152页19章第1节这么说，耶和华对摩西说，你小谕以色列全会众说，你们要圣洁，因为我耶和华你们的神是圣洁的。第32节这么说道，在白发的人面前你要站起来，也要尊敬老人，又要敬畏你的神，我是耶和华。
And then another verse that closely tied to that, that often is used to show respect to the age also is the 20 verse 12 of Exodus. It says, honor thy father and mother so that you may live long in the land and the Lord your God is given to you.
然后在出埃及记20章第12节说到，要孝敬父母，使你的日子在耶和华你神所赐你的地上得以长久。
So let's go to the Lord for a short word of prayer.
我们到主面前，我们用再重新祷告。
Lord God, I give you thanks for this morning and for this special time that you allow us to recognize, particularly those people of high age, that today we are recognizing those above 60.
主啊，我们感谢你今天早上让我们有这机会来到这里哦，让我们来表示我们敬意哦，我们来敬畏那些年长的。
I thank you for the way that you have taught us to respect the elderly.
我们感谢你借着你的话语来教导我们怎么尊敬年长的。
And I give you thanks for your own word because your word is truth.
我们也感谢你所赐的话语，你的话语是真实的。
Allow us to live lives that exhibit that truth you have given us.
让我们在我们生命里显示你这个真理。
So that we may live long in the land you have given us.
这样在你所赐的地上，我们得以长久。
In Jesus' name I pray.
祷告是奉主圣名祈求的。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, the chapter 20, verse 12 of Exodus is the fifth commandment of the Ten Commandments that God gave us.
在出埃及记第20章第12节里面讲到是十个诫命其中的第五个诫命。
But it is the first that is for the interpersonal relationship.
但是关于人与人之间的诫命，这个是第一条。
So that says the importance of honoring the father and the mothers.
所以这里就强调尊老是多么重要的。
And we every year have a Mother's Day and Father's Day specifically recognize those people.
而且我们在当地社会，我们也有母亲节、父亲节。
But of course, among the fathers and mothers, some of them will grow older.
当然，当我们的父母亲年长的时候。
And many of them would now go to an age where we will consider the elderly.
然后现在这个年龄，我们称为是年老的。
And respecting the parents or the elders actually is a tradition that has long been established in the Israelite society.
尊敬父母或者是尊敬年老的，在当今在古今以色列社会里是一个很重要的一个事实。
Because a family is very fundamental, it's a key component of a society.
因为社会最基本的组织单位就是家庭。
And so in many of the cultures today around the world, the older citizens are often respected simply because they are older and they are considered more experienced.
所以在现今很多国家里，大年长年幼的都是尊敬年老的，因为知道他们这年老是有很多知识智慧。
In fact, in many countries like China, Malaysia, Indonesia, and all these many Asian countries, the elderly would want to walk with a cane on their hands even though they don't really need it.
但是我们知道在东南国家如同中国马来西亚印尼，我们看到有很多年老的人，虽然他们走路方便不需要手杖，但是他们仍然手里拿着一个手杖。
Because that just shows that it is an age would naturally call for respect from the people around them.
因为你手里拿着手杖的时候，就表示你年老，那就表示人家对你的敬畏。
Well, you all love, you probably wonder if that is going to work in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
你可能想说，如果我手里有个手杖，在 Tulsa 行得通吗？
I was just teasing Brother Ken this morning. I said half of my English language I learned it through him, and he wouldn't believe that.
那早上我跟肯弟兄说过，我在这里学的英文，那一半是通过他而学的。
I'm going to exaggerate a little bit because I told him, you know, like the word elderly, for example, this word I didn't tell him, but I told him that 50% of the language I learned from him. The word elderly, for example, when I was talking to him about the Senior Adult Sunday, And I said, we were going to recognize those people. And he said, what age? And I said, the elderly. Elderly to me is very clear, 60 and above. No, not in American cultures, it's 80 or above.
那我跟肯定想说，我们这里今天早上有一个敬老的崇拜。那他说，你说年老的那到底是几岁呢？我说当然是60岁以上了。他说不对，在美国社会，年老的应该是说80岁以上。
He felt like the more appropriate term for the 60 and above would be senior.
他认为说，如果在美国社会里60岁以上的，我们称为年长，不称他的年老。
Then I tried to look for that word senior in the Bible. I couldn't find it.
但是当我在找这个词，这年长的，在圣经里面我找不到。
The elderly, you can find it in the Bible.
年老的就能找得到。
But it happens only once.It's written in the Bible only once, in the NIV version.
但是在新版里面，我们看到这年老的在圣经里面只提到一次。
But the reason why that oftentimes to you the age definition of the elder is confusing is probably because of the text reasons.
那有时候我们觉得这年老年长，我们很难给他一个定义。
Because the Uncle Sam want your money to keep you a little longer, is that 65 or older?
因为我们看到美国政府，因为他要抽税，所以他定这个年长的是65岁以上。
And maybe some other commercial benefits won't be made available to you, or you cannot enjoy your discounts until you are age 55.
可能还有当今社会很多的福利你不能拿到，除非你是65岁以上。
Anyway, for the sake of today, the reason why we select 60 is according to Chinese culture. We have a term for the age 60 called 花甲。
今天呢，我们来到这，我们就以中国的风俗，我们来定六十岁，因为在中国字典，我们也叫“华甲”这一个字。
Because 花甲 means a cycle of 60 years.
因为花甲就是一轮，就是六十年。
And it's not very common that a lot of people will live up to that age.
因为能活到六十岁，并不是说很寻常的。
But as you know, even in the Bible, in the Old Testament, the psalmist gave 70 years as about the best one can hope for, except for the few that might possibly reach 80.
但是我们在旧约里头呢，这诗人给我们的岁数是年长的可以到70，有些人可以达到80岁。
And so, from that regard, Mama Ting really has enjoyed her years.
就因为圣经里面所说七十岁，那陈妈妈今年是75岁，所以她真的上帝给她这长寿。
But our nation is becoming a country that's top heavy with older citizens today.
但是我们看到当今社会里，我们很多的人口当中呢，多的都是年老的。
The very long lives are not the distant privileges of the future generations anymore.
那这些岁数呢，可能是以后的年轻人所不能享有的。
In fact, anyone that are at their 30 years or so, or maybe younger, you have the very high likelihood to live up to 95 to even 100 years old.
那当今就有个统计，就是说，如果你现今是30岁以上的话，那你的岁数可能是长到95或者是100岁。
The reason I'm bringing up that up is.If we don't pay tremendous respect to the elderly today, when we grow to 60 or 70 or 80, what this society is going to look like?
如果我们在现今我们在年轻的时候，我们没有对这些长辈的、没有年老的、没有表示敬意的话，那当我们年老的时候，我们当社会该会是什么的处境呢？
We must take every opportunity today.To show respect to those that are elderly, and now I'm talking about 60 years and older, or maybe just anyone that is higher to your age. Really, that's what the Chinese tradition is. They regard anyone that's older than you are.
那按照我们中国人的风俗，就是说，60岁以上，或者是那些年纪比你大的，我们都应该对他们表示敬意。
So now that we are talking about age, I'm going to just go ahead and use the three letters to describe to you on how God commands us to honor the elderly, A-G-E.
那我们今天就用这岁数，就是英文词 A-G-E, 我们来看看神怎么命令我们怎么要敬老。
A stands for admire.
那 A 这个词呢，就表示
that the elderly are supposed to be admired or highly regarded or esteemed in the family or in the community.
那这些年老人在圣经现今社会也是要被人尊敬、被人敬畏、被人钦佩的。
In fact, a society that no longer respects the elders is on its way to ruin, according to the book of Isaiah, chapter 3, verse 4 and 5.
现今社会如果不敬老的话，这个社会就会腐败，就如圣经以赛亚书里面所讲的。
Let's look at those scriptures. It says, I will make boys their officials, mere children will govern them. People will oppress each other, man against man, neighbor against neighbor. The young will rise up against the old, the base against the honorable. I certainly hope that this is not describing our society.
那在以赛亚书第三章第四节第五节说，主说，我必使孩童做他们首领，使婴孩辖管他们，百姓要彼此欺压，个人受邻舍的欺压，少年人必毁骂老年人，卑贱人必毁骂尊贵人。我希望这些不是像描述我们当今社会。
But I could not get over the fact that people are really pursuing lawsuits against each other, and the children's education we're giving it to the government and society.
但是我们看到新兴社会，我们看到有多少的官司，朋友跟朋友之间的，还有我们看到这小孩子教育系统真的是混乱。
But I won't go into detail for that because today we won't just focus on age. And so the elderly must be respected, highly esteemed in the community, in our families.
所以在我们的社会，在我们家庭里，我们必须要尊敬，要这些要敬老。
And Ivy just now shared with you a story that May was sharing with her, and this story came about this way, and I sort of tried to reiterate it just because of the sake of remember her. Because you know, early part of June is when Mama Ting had a stroke and went to coma in the hospital.
我们知道在六月时候，妈妈听她陈妈妈她住院了。
And so several times, May and I, we went and, you know, I went and visited her a couple of times in the hospital.
我也到医院，还有连同我的夫人一起到医院来拜访她。
Last time when the whole family went there, when we opened the door, was the scene that we have never seen in the past.
最后一次当我们到医院来拜访她的时候，我们打开门的时候，这个图案是我们永久不能忘记的。
I just couldn't forget what we saw, seeing our brother Son was just combing the hair of Mama Tin as Mama Tin sat on the chair. That was such a beautiful picture.
当我们来到医院开门的时候，我们看到最小的儿子 Sean， 他是怎么用心的拿一个梳子在帮他母亲梳头发。妈妈就坐在椅子上，他就这么有爱心的就在帮他梳头发。
But Mama Tin lived a happy life not just because of her child, but think about Auntie Tin. Most of you don't see him working at home, lifting her up for food, for rest, for restrooms, for all of the things that he and of course Candy and Sonia has to go through.
当然我们也看到并不只说其中一个儿子，我们也看到Andy 在日次日落怎么样帮忙母亲，因为行动不方便，所以要砍着他起立吃饭洗澡上洗手间，都是他一人还有媳妇一起。
In this family we see clearly that the elderly is highly admired and esteemed.
所以在他们家庭我们看到他们是怎么的孝敬年长的。
But I also think of the other elderly in our church that are also very highly esteemed and respected in our families. You are setting a tremendous example to those around you in this community.
但是我们看到我们自己的教会里面，我们也看到其他很多的例子，他们给我们树下一个很好的榜样。
Every one of you that are living right here in front among us, we just are.
这对我们来说真的是一个很好的榜样，很好的一个福气。
But the second letter that suggests age is G, which is gray. The gray hair often suggests the age of the elderly.
但是第二个字母 G 呢，就表示他们的白发。
But when I'm talking about gray hair, Bible say highly of the gray hair. Look at the Proverbs 20:29 or Job 15:10. It says, gray hair The glory of young men is their strength, but the gray hair, the splendor of the old.
在诗篇二十篇二十九节这么说，强壮乃少年人的荣耀，白发当为老年人的尊荣。
Job 51:10 says, the gray-haired and the aged are on our side, men even older than your father.
在约伯记第十五章第十节说到，我们这里有白发的和年纪老迈的，比你父亲还老。
That's why the children sang in Sand Springs Green Tree Nursing Home.
所以为什么前两个星期我们的小孩子来到这个 Sand Spring 的养老院里献诗歌。
And they have seen many of these men and women of gray hair.
他们看到很多人都带有白发。
And we praise God for that ministry that God is allowing us to have the privilege of doing.
我们感谢神给我们这机会，有机会向他们宣传。
Now the last letter is E, and E stands for elders.
那最后一个字母在这个年岁，这一呢代表他们老年人。
Elders are revered and their wisdom is sought after the young.
我们必须要
Job 12:12
在约伯记第十二章十二节的，年老的有智慧，瘦高的有知识。
If we want to read the Job 12:12 word by word, it says this: Is not wisdom found among the aged? Does not long life bring understanding?
在约伯里面第十二章十二节就这么说。年老的有智慧，瘦高的有知识。
The elderly must be respected among our community.
在我们社会里、社区里，我们必须要尊敬这些年长的。
And they must be respected in our families.
在我们家庭里，我们也要这么做。
So that we can then show the society that we as Christians truly understand what it means that the Bible tells us respect age.
像我们在我们的社会里，我们才能表示说我们尊敬，按照圣经里所教导的，我们要怎么尊老。
God honors the elderly.
神他也尊荣这些敬老的。
And then let me tell you, God also uses the elderly.
我也跟你们讲，神怎么使用这些年长的。
Do not think that when you are 60 or year old later, thenI'm retired. I don't need to be doing anything anymore.
不要想说你六十岁之后你就说哦，我退休了，我就应该无事不干。
You retire from the career, but you don't retire from your life.
你在你的事业上退休，但是在你的生命里，你永是不退休的。
And for those that are blessed to be a believer of Christ, that your life truly just starts at the age of 60.
但是作为那些有福气的成为神儿女的，你的生命在你六十岁的时候才开始。
They can demonstrate and display such a wealth of wisdom and understanding that the people around them will be truly blessed.
因为圣经里面说，这年老的有智慧，年长的有瘦高的有知识，这样在他周围的人就能得到这样的福气。
God uses the elderly, and let me give you an example which is very.Most of you already know God used Abraham and Sarah when they are age of what? 100 and Sarah was 90.
我们来看看圣经里面神怎么运用这些年老了。我们看看亚伯拉罕和撒拉，亚伯拉罕是100岁，撒拉是90岁的时候，神开始重用他们。
And for time's sake, I'm going to just quickly read you the stories.
因为时间关系，我就是尽快的跟你们念一下这经节。
Genesis chapter 17 verse 15 through the 19 says this: God also said to Abraham, and he said to him, As for Sarai, that was her name before then, your wife, you are no longer going to call her Sarai. Her name will be Sarah. I will bless her and will surely give you a son by her. I will bless her so that she will be the mother of nations. Kings of people will come from her.Abraham fell face down. He laughed. Wouldn't we laugh if we say Grandma and Grandpa, they are going to give birth to a new child? No, no. But Sarah was 90. You know. I would laugh. And said to himself, Will the son be born to a man of 100 years old? Will Sarah bear a child at the age of 90? And Abraham said to God,If only Ishmael might live under your blessing. He was thinking about his next generation to take care of the blessing. Then God said to him, yes, but your wife Sarah will bear your son, and you will call him Isaac. I will establish my covenant with him as an everlasting covenant for his descendants after him.
我们来看看创世纪第十七章第十五到十九节，神又对亚伯拉罕说，你的妻子撒来不可再叫撒来，她的名字要叫撒拉，我必赐福给她，也要使你从她得一个儿子，我要赐福给她，她也要做多国之母，必有百姓的君王从她而出。亚伯拉罕就伏伏在地嬉笑，心里说，一百岁的人还能生下孩子吗？撒拉已经九十岁了，还能生养吗？亚伯拉罕对神说，但愿以斯玛利活在你面前。神说，不然，你妻子撒拉要给你生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫以撒，我要和他坚定所立的约，做他后裔永远的约。
So I'm going to just bring up three points to you on the respect for age, why, how God uses the elderly.
所以我们来看看，我们只要三点来看看神是怎么使用这些年长的。
Just from this story, we know that God is a God of supernatural God.
从这个故事我们看到神是超自然的。
When the nature says, beyond certain age, you know, when your body is worn out, you're not supposed to have a child anymore.
按照我们自然律例说，我们过了这个生育的年岁的时候，身体健康衰退的时候，我们就不能有生产。
But God is a God of supernatural power.
但是我们的神是超能力的。
The second thing is that God will want us as His people.Do not judge things based on our common sense, but that we will be spirit filled.
然后神也要看，让我们来，我们看一切事，不仅是以我们的知识，而是要以灵命，被圣灵充满来看神所定的每一件事情。
To Abraham, he would think, "Oh, thank you, God. You want to bless me with many nations from her, but maybe from the common sense, my children will be able to do that, not me."
当神说他要举亚伯拉罕为多国之父的时候，亚伯拉罕可能说，哎呀，谢谢你，但是凡事他按照自己的能力，他就说，我已经 年老了，应该由我的孩子来做。
But the spirit-filled person will not take all of the signs and the wonders that God had performed throughout the history as something that's written in the books of mythology.
但是一个有灵命、有一个圣灵的人同在的人，他不会把神所立的一所行的一切神迹当作是希腊的神话。
A truly spirit-filled person believes that God truly performed those signs and miracles that are described in the Bible, don't we?
相信的就相信圣经里面所讲的，就是神所神行的一切神迹。
And it did not just happen yesterday; it happens today, and it will happen tomorrow.
这些神迹不仅在以前发生，在今日、明日也将会发生。
But the third point I'm going to bring up is when God used the elderly or any one of us as His child, that there is a contrast between comfortable and uncomfortable.
那我们来看看第三点，当我们来提到这些年长的，就是你舒适或者是不适的时候。
I'm sure no one would feel comfortable to give a birth to a child at the age of 90.
当然，如果你年长九十岁生产孩子，这对你来说是不是很舒适的
？Or you don't even probably feel comfortable when people are thinking about you being at a high age and giving babies.
或者你人家看着你眼光看着你很奇怪，说：“哎，你已经年老了，怎么还能生育呢
？”But there are so many things that we could be called by God to do that we may not find comfortable doing.
但是你说神呼召我们做事的时候，我们可能会觉得很不舒适。
But if it is God's will, we have no choice but to know it, to follow it, and to do it.
但是如果神的旨意，我们必须要知道，我们必须要跟从，然后要做。
Therefore, honor what God honors and despise what God despises.
所以我们必须要做神所做的，神所尊荣的，然后弃恶神所弃恶的。
We must respect the elderly like God has honored the elderly.
我们必须要尊敬那些敬老的，因为就如同。
And God can use them. God can use you.
因为神是这么重用的，使用他们也可以。
At time of invitation, I want you to think about this question. Do I know God?
在我们有呼召的时候，我要你想一个问题：我认识神吗
？Or do I not know God?
或者是我不认识他。